From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. To live or work in Washington these days takes nerve. From the prospect of war or terrorism to anthrax or snipers, things here are usually tense. And now the story of Dwight Watson, a North Carolina tobacco farmer who has been engaged in a standoff with police for more than a day, has both added to that tension and diffused it in some ways. The saga began around midday yesterday when Watson drove a tractor into a large pond on the Washington Mall. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
It's still not clear what is driving Dwight Watson, who police say has claimed he's carrying explosive material. Charles Metters is Watson's neighbor and the police chief of Whitaker's, North Carolina. He says Watson is not a dangerous man.
He would be the one that, you know, if he drives by, sees you in trouble, flat tire or anything, or like I say, a puppy on the side of the street, stray, that's going to stop and help and try to do something.
That's not the way the U.S. Park Police are dealing with him. Sergeant Scott Fear is a spokesman for the Park Police.
One nutty guy we're taking very seriously. I mean, we don't know what he has there. We're taking this incident very serious, and we're going to deal with this incident.
Maybe they're taking it too seriously, says Mark Fisher, a columnist who wrote about the tractor siege in this morning's Washington Post.
Anyone who's ever seen a movie says, well, why don't you, you know, pull out a tranquilizer dart or throw a net on him or catch him when he's asleep or any number of solutions, and yet the police just want to wait him out.
Fisher admits his attitude has been colored by the tremendous traffic snarls the police have created by closing off huge swaths of the city's downtown. Washingtonians went nuts getting home Monday night and getting back to work this morning. Cab driver Bonna Don, who's been driving taxis here for 11 years, was among them.
Took me almost 1 hour 45 minutes from where the traffic is back to where I need to drop my passenger off.
Washington Post columnist Mark Fisher says the mail he's gotten today from Washingtonians tearing their hair out from the traffic has been over the top. They're urging police to take the guy out. But underneath the anger and the jokes about the tractor siege is a little bit of angst, Fisher says.
A lot of people in this area are wondering, how are we going to respond to a major attack or terrorist event if one guy in a tractor can paralyze us?
Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.